It's time for the WXXI Business Report. News Director Randy Gorman is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth.
Well, we're talking about an iconic Kodak term that I guess has taken on a new meaning from what it was decades ago, the Kodak moment.
Sure, Kodak moment, that phrase has been around since the early 1960s. But of course, like a lot of things, it's being morphed into new ways with the new technology. Kodak, if you haven't seen it, does have an app called the Kodak Moments app. They've got some interesting algorithms they're working with right now, Beth. It's actually Kodak Alaris, which of course is the spin-off company, which was spun off from Kodak a few years ago, and they have a major presence in the Rochester area. And they say they wanted to come up with a way to help consumers sort through the millions of photos that get snapped and shared every year, find ways to perhaps collate them by looking at things like the way they were tagged, the relationship you have with the people in the photos, things like that. Dave Newhoff is a vice president with the Kodak Moments division. He says the technology is what helps Kodak Alaris stand out in a competitive field.
I think what makes us unique is our approach. You know, we're looking for the Kodak moments. We're looking for the moments that are those magical moments in life, the ones that connect you to your loved ones and friends and families.
And Nikki Zongrone is president for the Kodak Moments division. She says the app and the website for Kodak Moments is free, but they hope to generate revenue when people want to then print out those photos in various ways.
The market is growing for premium products, and those are products that actually bring your memories to life, like photo books and framed prints. That market is growing in the U.S. and growing globally.
Of course, Kodak Alaris still does those kiosks, and you might think with all the digital photos out there that they've gotten rid of printing to a large extent, but really that is still apparently a revenue generator for the company, because they say even people of different generations are still would like to print out those photos in different ways. You may have heard us mention earlier today, former Xerox chair and CEO Ursula Burns appointed to the board of Uber, but that is not without some controversy because of the infighting on the Uber board. The former Uber CEO and co-founder Travis Kalanick is still on the board, so he named Burns and the ex-Merrill Lynch CEO John Thayne to the board. He had resigned under pressure earlier this year, but apparently the move by him to appoint both Ursula Burns and Thayne to the board was a surprise to folks at Uber right now. The current management says they weren't expecting that. They're going to talk about that apparently at a meeting on Tuesday, so stay tuned for that. Of course, Burns stepped down from her roles at Xerox after the company split into two businesses earlier this year. On the earnings front, Constellation Brands, the alcohol beverage giant really, based here, but of course worldwide, one of the largest alcoholic beverage companies in the world now, has earnings coming out on Thursday, and they'll have a tough act to follow. They've had some very big gains, actually beating Wall Street estimates in recent quarters. And Eastview telling us that over the weekend, the popular eyewear company Oakley opened up their first Rochester area store at that mall in Victor. It is based in California, the company that is. And a little bit of a trivia for you in terms of Rochester optics. They are a subsidiary of the Italian company Luxottica. You may remember back in 1999 when Bausch & Lomb sold the iconic Ray-Ban and all their other eyewear brands. They sold those to Luxottica for about $640 million.
All right. Thank you, Randy. That's the WXXI Business Report, and that'll be up online at WXXINews.org.